Welcome to a brand new Masechta, a brand new tractate, Maseches Ma'id Katan, actually the final Masechta, the final tractate in the entire Seder Ma'id. When we conclude this tractate, for those of you that have been on this journey for some time, we'll be finishing an entire section, 1/6 of the Mishnayos. Very exciting stuff. Maseches Ma'id Katan, or the mini holiday, is called that because it discusses predominantly the halachas of Chol HaMoed, of the intermediary days of Yontif, of Pesach and of Sukkot, and that's why it's called Ma'ir Katan. These are kind of like mini festivals or mini holidays. The Gemara Maseches Chagiga teaches us that Chol HaMoed is really a holiday itself. It's a little bit of a misnomer, and really it's prohibited for a person to do malacha. You're not allowed to do any creative task similar to Yontif itself. However, there were certain things that are permitted. And we'll see in this Masechta the things that are prohibited, and the parameters of when they're prohibited or permitted. There's a machlokas, there's a disagreement amongst the commentaries, amongst the posim, the halachic decisors, if the prohibitions that are in existence for Chol HaMoed are doraisa, they're biblical, or they're only derabbanan, they're only rabbinic. Interesting to know about this particular machlokas, this particular disagreement. But let's begin Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah is teaching us that something that's a davar ha'aved, which means that by not doing this particular category of work, a person will have a financial loss, that is considered permissible to make sure to mitigate a person losing serious money on Chol HaMoed. However, the one caveat is that it can't be tircha yaseiru, which means that it can't be too much of a physical bother or too much of an exertion, because then it takes away the entire spirit of Chol HaMoed, of the yantif, of the holiday itself. So Mishnah begins, Mashkin beis hashalachin, it's permitted to irrigate a field that needs to have regular irrigation and doesn't suffice just with megishamim, just with rainwater. B'mayid al chalmayid, on the intermediary days, because that's a davar avid, it's a loss. If he doesn't water it, he doesn't irrigate it, it'll ruin. U'bashviya, similarly also, during the Shemitah year, the sabbatical year, even though you're not allowed to farm the land, nevertheless, it's permitted to irrigate and to water if there's a hefset, if there's going to be a loss, if one does not do that. Says the Mishnah, permitted to irrigate, whether it's a brand new type of irrigation canal, and there's less of a concern that maybe a person will come to fix it or to support it. And even from an old irrigation canal, it's permissible, and we're not concerned that maybe a person will come along and they'll repair it. Maybe the walls will start caving in, and they'll do all kinds of different repairs, which could fall into the prohibited categories of malacha, of work on Chol HaMoed. Aval ein mashkin, however, it's prohibited to irrigate or to water on Chol HaMoed. Lo megishamim, one cannot use rainwater that has gathered into large puddles. Again, because that's a tircha yetzir, you're going to have to use a bucket to bring it. Lo me'akila, and similarly, you're not allowed to use water from a deep pit, because again, drawing that water is more of a tircha. It's a tircha rabba. It's an excessive type of bother. Similarly, you're not allowed to make little tiny ditches around the roots of the vine so that you fill with water, because again, that's considered a tircha yaseir, even though it's a davar avid. Perhaps it's something, it's a loss, but if it has the problem of tircha yaseir, that there is too much work, excessive work, then it would be prohibited. Wishing you a beautiful, successful upcoming week.